food, gardening and gossip. All the important stuff. It's Andrew Dickens' Sunday Cafe on Newstalk ZB.
Yes, where the time now is 28 minutes after 11. It's time to go travelling. It's time to go to London. It's time to say good morning to Megan Singleton.
Good morning, Andrew.
And pip pip hurrah, you're in London.
Yes, finally, I've made it back to my old stomping ground. I haven't been back here for about 3 or 4 years, and gosh, a lot has changed in that time.
Well, they rebuilt for the Olympics, but what did you notice?
Well, I've noticed the cost, oh my lord. Firstly, when I used to be here, you'd get yourself a weekly tube pass and you'd scoot around for under $10. Well, you've now got to put about £30 aside for your Oyster card, and that will get you 1 week's transport on tubes, buses and trains just in zones 1 and 2. Yeah. So that was a huge difference that I've noticed since I've been here this week. But the Boris bikes, have you heard about the Boris bikes?
They're the ones that sit around and you can rent them.
That's right, exactly. But I was talking to a cabbie the other day, because taxi drivers love to talk in their Cockney accent, and I like to talk to them. And so they were saying to me that they don't really like it because it kind of encourages people to get out there and cycle without helmets. I thought, oh, that's quite a good point, because it's obviously not illegal to cycle in England without a helmet on. Mm. And so you rent your bike, you put a pound in the meter or whatever, you take it off to the other side of Hyde Park, you check it back in, and... And off you go. It's fun. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
I have to say, every time I've seen a photograph of Boris Johnson on a bicycle, I've never seen him with a helmet, but I doubt whether he could get a helmet over all that hair.
They say it's a bit of a mockery, actually, that they call it Boris Bikes. And they're cool. Of course, it's not officially Boris Bikes. I thought they were officially called Boris Bikes, but they're not. They just called them that because he brought them in.
Megan, can I ask you a question? Did you get your handbag stolen?
No, I didn't, but it's funny you should ask because, oh my goodness, I had two cops come up and tell me, did you know that 500 handbags a day are stolen in London? I had no idea about this. And so I was sitting in a cafe opposite Harrods, I might add. We're not talking a nasty little neighbourhood here. And I had my handbag on the floor, sort of at my feet. I was sort of could see it. And these cops walked in to get a sandwich, and they came through the shop, and they sort of said, oh, ma'am, you know, mind your handbag, be careful you don't get it stolen. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. Yep. And so I put the leg of the chair through the straps of the handbag.
As you do.
That was a fantastic technique. And then another copper came through, and he told me, oh, what's your handbag? Then another staff member came through. She said, oh, I'd pick it up if I were you. And then I got talking to another lady in a pub the other night, and she said that there was a TV documentary on here, and they actually showed how these people come in, can flick your handbag up with their foot and sort of shuffle through a pub with your handbag on their ankle, and no one notices a thing.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It's scary, eh?
Yeah.
I have to say, when I was in London, I went to a Soul to Soul concert in Brixton, and I was wearing a fake Rolex that I'd bought in Singapore on the way there. And I remember a very large Caribbean man coming up to me and going, mate, your watch has been spotted. And I went, well, it's a fake. And he went, oh. But I thought, yeah, hello, they're out there spotting what they can thieve.
You know, I travel quite naively, you know. I mean, I've been sort of... I would hold my handbag close, but I don't lock up my passport in safes and things like that. I've never... I mean, you know, you can be a bit paranoid when you travel, and I don't operate at that level at all. But, yeah, that was a bit of an eye-opener. I was quite surprised about that.
My attitude is always try to look like a local, and then you won't get picked on.
Doesn't help when I've got this big camera strapped around my neck.
That's true.
And a map, and I'm twirling in circles.
Did you meet any celebrities?
Well, I sort of. I don't know if you've ever seen Mary Portis's show that TVNZ ran. They ran in a funny time slot, actually, Saturday afternoon. But she's a woman that goes and makes over stores and stuff. And anyway, I watched her series about how she developed a clothing line for women over 40 for the House of Fraser on Oxford Street. And so, of course, I wanted to go and I wanted to see her range of clothes. And then I went in today, and I mean, all the staff that were in the show, they were the loveliest people. They made me a proper flat white, which you won't get really outside of New Zealand, but you can get one in the House of Fraser, and told me where to go for a nice curry. So that was really sweet of them as well, I thought.
That's great. So London is still rocking. Now, where have you been staying? And, of course, all this will be on bloggeratlarge.com.
Absolutely. I've stayed in two amazing hotels. The first was called Fleming of Mayfair. And if you know your Monopoly board, you totally know that I'm talking high-end dark blue colour. And it's about 500 metres walk right through Green Park to Buckingham Palace. The location was superb. 10 minutes walk up to Piccadilly Circus. It's old school, lavish. They've got, they hark to their literary roots. They've got this sort of bookcase lining the elevator. It was lush and fabulous. And right now you're speaking to me at the Ampersand Hotel in South Kensington.
Ah.
Brand new, just opened in August. Very girly kind of tea room downstairs with amazing art, fresh flowers, very stylish, minimalist, and quite different from the other one. And, of course, right in the heart of it, the V&A Museum is sort of over the back door there. So
I love South Ken. When my parents took me there for the first time back in 1979, we stayed at South Kensington. So good. Close to town. Also close to Notting Hill, which I love as well.
Yes, actually, I worked in Notting Hill for many years.
Well, there we are.
In the middle of the carnivals, all sorts of chaos. It was fun.
Right, so all these places, they're on your website, bloggeratlarge.com. And where are you off to now?
Now I'm off to Singapore.
Nice.
I'm on my way home, finally.
All right, we'll talk again next week.
Thanks so much.